Fiji has demonstrated that it could actually use this ICT connectivity not only to provide services that increase the well-being of people, their ability to communicate, to get information, but also to actually provide outsourcing services for basically companies in Europe, for example, who would like to get their back office functions performed in cheaper labor markets. And in fact, Fiji in 2014 received the Offshoring Destination of the Year award from the European Outsourcing Association. So that recognized basically how successfully they've been servicing the United Kingdom and other European outsourcing markets. So there is real potential, which is already being realized, and this increased connectivity to Vanua-Levu is part of that story.
So in a way, it's kind of balancing up the two main islands, if you like.
That's right. That's correct. It will provide basically to Vanua-Levu the same type of quality of service that Viti-Levu already enjoys.
Now, let's talk about another announcement that the World Bank has made this week in the Pacific, which is you're continuing the rapid employment project in the Solomon Islands for another 2 years. Give us a sense of what this project has achieved so far and what it can achieve under this extension.
Look, this is a project which was originally approved in 2010. And the goal of the project is really to give a second chance, so to speak, to the large number of young people in the Solomon Islands who haven't really completed school. There is a severe drop-off in school attendance and certainly in school achievement at the secondary level. So this project is an attempt at giving them a step up, if you want, as they try to secure better positions, seize better opportunities in the job market. The project does two things. There is one component of it which is focused on road maintenance and rehabilitation work. And there is another component which is focusing on various types of works within the capital city of Honiara. And the goal is to provide those young, otherwise unemployed people a chance to work on either one of those two components for, on average, 50 to 60 days. This employment is preceded by training, which is also being supported by the project, to prepare people to work effectively on one or the other of those components. We've been conducting surveys and interviews of people who participated in the program. It's really a very, very successful program. The people who participated in it basically unanimously say that it made a big impact, and many of them have actually benefited from additional support after they completed the program to rewrite their CV, for example. Quite a few of them have secured permanent employment in the formal sector, which is hard to come by in the Solomon Islands, particularly for this category of the population. So far, 12,000 people have benefited from it, as I said, on average 50-60 days each. But there are many more who could benefit from the project. Also, this extension of 2 years is a way for the project to trial basically expanding the reach of the project outside of Honiara.